This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, government to repurpose the Treasury building to revive economic activity in the nation's capital. A judge supports workers' union in a call for legislative intervention and reform on employment rights tribunal matters. The Barbados Water Authority warns Barbadians they have up until October 31st to pay outstanding arrears or face disconnection. Government extends the Public Health Emergency Act for another 3 months, and the Grenada government moves to make sweeping legislative changes to save the National Insurance Scheme from total collapse. Good morning. With the details, I am Cashy Brown. Barbados tourism officials are engaged in extensive discussions with cruise ship interests in Europe as they look to widen Barbados' cruise business. This has been disclosed by Minister of Tourism and International Transport, Senator Lisa Cummins, who tells Starcom Network News that the market might also produce higher cruise spend.
As we speak, as a matter of fact, we have our cruise team currently attending Sea Trade Med, which is the Eurovision Cenas attending Sea Trade in the US a few months ago. But now we have taken our team out to the Mediterranean, and they're meeting in Spain, in Malaga. And so the negotiations are underway there right now, not just with the traditional large cruise lines, but also with the smaller vessels with smaller capacity. Because when you see smaller capacity in smaller ships, it doesn't necessarily mean smaller volume. It means that you're extracting more from less. So you may have 200 passengers on a smaller vessel coming out of the Mediterranean, but that is a high spending category of passenger.
Senator Cummins says no effort is being spared to ensure a strong recovery in the cruise sector.
We're making sure that we cover all of the corners of the cruise industry, and I'm looking forward to the return of the team that is currently over in Malaga, Spain, and the successful completion of those negotiations, which will also add value to our cruise season and our cruise numbers and the overall performance for the season. But we are very positive and confident that the capacity for Barbados, again, to see a strong cruise recovery is very much there in the winter season 2022 to 2023.
That's Minister of International Transport and Tourism, Senator Lisa Cummins. Government has announced plans to repurpose the Treasury building in an effort to revitalize the city of Bridgetown. Senior Minister in the Office of the Prime Minister, Dr. William Duguid, made the announcement as he piloted the debate for the vesting of the Treasury building in Parliament yesterday. He says the building is no longer fit for its purpose, and the Barbados Tourism Investment Inc. has been mandated by government to find developers to recreate the space. Dr. Duguid explained their plan for the redevelopment of the area.
And what we're doing through this vesting is to give an opportunity for an investor to revitalize, take the Treasury building, put in commercial entities underneath, cultural hub underneath, and put studio apartments and two-bedroom apartments above for people to come back and live in Bridgetown. And this is not only seen as by itself, but it must be seen as a total redevelopment of the whole cityscape.
The senior minister hopes the project will once again revive economic activity in the nation's capital.
As you know, in the past, it was used by the Ministry of Finance, and it was used by several government departments, and it was used very well. A lot of internal work has been done to the Treasury building, but very little external work for the facade. And what we also know is that if people do not live in a city, if people do not shop in a city, if people do not own a city, then the city will die. And what we are trying to do as a nation is to revitalize, to redigitize, to reimagine the city of Bridgetown. And that's what the BTII, through its chairman, I can see him in my sight, and through the member for the city of Bridgetown, what we're trying to do is bring back that vibrance to Bridgetown.
The senior minister in the Office of the Prime Minister, Dr. William Duguid. Barbadians are being warned that they have between September 15th and October 31st to pay arrears owed to the Barbados Water Authority or face disconnection. In a statement, the BWA says it's moving to recover $26 million in arrears, which it says is unsustainable and is having a negative impact on their operations. The BWA also said they would take a direct approach to recover all outstanding arrears. General Manager Keith Roy Halliday stated that following the 30-month grace period for Barbadians to honor debts without repercussions, the BWA will have no choice but to recommence the disconnection of the water services of customers whose accounts are still in arrears. The Ministry of Labor, Social Security, and the Third Sector, in a collaboration with the International Labor Organization, are conducting a three-day workshop on access to labor justice, evaluation, and strengthening of the Employment Rights Tribunal. Chairman of the Tribunal, Justice Christopher Blackman, speaking at the opening session of the workshop on Tuesday, said one particular issue that requires attention is the absence of effective mechanisms in place for compensation to be honored by employers.
I hold the view that an award from the tribunal is of a different genre than a judgment of the court for an accident or other tort, and consequently should have the same consequence as unpaid VAT, land tax, or water rates, particularly for persons who do business with government and when they tender for government business. They should be required to produce a certificate that awards by the tribunal have been met and discharged. Additionally, the legislation should be amended to require interest on the award if not paid within a specific time.
And legal officer with the Barbados Workers Union, Kamisha Benjamin, speaking at the event, stated that workers are being denied justice because of a delay in compensation.
Imagine that we have a situation where the tribunal makes a ruling. Let's say the decision is that the employee was unfairly dismissed and an order for compensation is made. But if the company decides not to pay or delays payment, the tribunal currently does not have the power to enforce their own order. And what it means is that the individual still has to go to the law court for enforcement. And in our view, that needs to be addressed as a matter of urgency.
Legal officer with the BWU, Kamisha Benjamin. Government has extended the Emergency Management Act for a further 3 months, even though COVID-19 cases are trending downwards in Barbados. Minister of Health and Wellness Ian Gooden-Edjo piloted the motion yesterday, which was passed unanimously in Parliament. Mr. Gooden-Edjo also stated the extension was necessary to allow the COVID monitoring unit to continue its work in stemming the tide of COVID-19.
After, Mr. Speaker, internal and external consultations and on the advice of the Chief Medical Officer, as we know, the Chief Medical Officer is the public health specialist, the public health expert, and the support of the Emergency Operations Committee, the CMO has recommended that we continue with the proclamation and the attendant directives, as well as the orders, for another 3 months. His advice was given, his advice was taken, and we're going to do so for the first 3 months, for the first 3 months in this first instance, commencing September the 23rd, and that is what the resolution, Mr. Speaker, sets out to do. Mr. Speaker, the extension of the Emergency Management Act will also continue to facilitate the work of the COVID-19 monitoring unit. That unit has done the country proud. It has been able to help us in the ministry reduce the spread of COVID within the community, and therefore that unit will continue to be operationalized.
That's Minister of Health and Wellness Ian Gooden-Edjo. And the Grenadian government is embarking on making significant legislative changes as part of measures aimed at preventing that country's national insurance scheme from becoming bankrupt in the next decade. Prime Minister Dickon Mitchell made the announcement yesterday at the post-cabinet press briefing, where he said the NAS is steering bankruptcy and urgent attention is needed to ensure the fund is put on a sustainable path. Meantime, Philip Tellisford, who is the minister responsible for the NAS, said that the increase in pensionable age is causing the biggest worry for the authorities. Recapping the headlines. Government to repurpose the Treasury building to revive economic activity in the nation's capital. A judge supports the workers' union in a call for legislative intervention and reform on the Employment Rights Tribunal matters. The Barbados Water Authority warns Barbadians they have up until the 31st of October to pay outstanding arrears. And government extends the Public Health Emergency Act for a further 3 months. That was the latest at 7:30 from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Your next newscast comes your way at 8:30. I'm Cashy Brown. Good morning. The latest at 7:30 was brought to you by Sagicor, Wise Financial Thinking for Life.